Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 2nd. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Yeah, like no swing today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average didn't move a point. Came to rest at 12,019, but for the week, the index up 6.8%. Unemployment in the U.S. hitting a 2.5-year low of 8.6%. We'll get the headlines tomorrow, but in a sec, I'll have some reasons why celebration might be premature. The S&P 500 index also didn't move a point. NASDAQ Composite Index didn't move a point. By the way, S&P 500 for the week was up more than 7%. The 10-year Treasury yield is down to 2.03%. Back to the unemployment rate dropping to 8.6%. Here's Howard Rosen, an economist at the Peterson Institute.
Well, you know, it is good news for the markets because that's the only number that they look at. But if you look further into that report, you see that it's not just great news. The main reason why the unemployment rate fell was because more people, more workers fell out of the labor market, and so they're not being counted.
Fact is, today's report shows the American labor force is shrinking. You'd think it would be getting larger as the overall population grows. Not in November, not in this economy. You see, the labor force gets smaller when people give up actively looking for work, and shrink it did by 315,000 people last month. Folks so often discouraged, they stopped actively seeking a job in the 4 weeks leading up to the survey. So are there other ways to understand unemployment?
We should be looking at the ratio of those number of people employed relative to the total number of people who could be employed.
It's an easy fraction. Take everybody who has a job in America and divide it by the number of people who could work, regardless of whether or not they're actively looking for a job.
And that number at 58.5% is still hovering around the lowest rate it has been in almost 30 years.
So flip that around. That's like saying that 41.5% of people who could theoretically work did not have jobs last month. Rosen borrows from Dickens to call this a tale of two economies.
Not only are corporations doing better, you know, in absolute terms, $2 trillion on an annual rate of profits, but it's 17% of their income. So we had the best world for the corporate sector and the worst world for workers in this country.
Howard Rosen at the Peterson Institute. The unemployment rate comes from government surveyors checking in with a sample of households around the country. There is also a survey of payrolls, which grew by 120,000 people in November. Experts see that as nice enough, but not a spectacular number. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. People nowhere near Minnesota may still remember an ugly battle that shut that state's government down back in July. Well, surprise, Minnesota has now announced a budget surplus. It's on track for an $876 million surplus for this 2-year budget cycle. Experts in the state credit a cocktail of higher tax revenues, lower health care costs, and spending cuts. Minnesota does have some company with these surpluses: Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, and Massachusetts. So is today's pulse beating stronger? Nope. Only 7 have surpluses in, well, you know how many states we have in the Union. For more about that rare animal, the budget surplus, and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, the website's marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.